Hi, Carm here, and welcome to episode 372 with Edwin Hazard, who drives home a point that training is a responsibility, like stopping for a red light. And if you choose to ignore it, you'll be trampled by the advancement of technology. Here's a taste.
It's good to see a different bunch of different age groups in there, but what really makes me happy is that that they give up their time and give up their weekend to come and better their own careers.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hi, Carm Capriato here, and in a couple of minutes, you'll hear a hard-hitting interview on technician training with trainer, writer, and mobile diagnostic tech, Edwin Hazard, owner of Southeast Mobile Tech, who has a lot to say. Are you looking for a hands-on, real-world technical training experience? Well, Garage Gurus offers on-site training in major markets across the country, providing the equipment, tools, and know-how needed to help keep your next job on track. It's the training you need. Find out more at fmgarageguruz.com. Hey, welcome new members of our community, like new Facebook friends Dave Wagner, Charlotte Nicole Olson, and Nurses Mavillion, and new LinkedIn connections James Hooper and Frank Capelli. You know, as of this episode, there are over 475 long-form on-demand audio lessons in the content library, and I guarantee you can find something that will interest you. Best place to filter and focus a specific area of interest is on the website, remarkableresults.biz. Use the category or tag cloud filters to find just what you're looking for. And I'm glad you can join in and use the podcast as an educational resource, no matter your role in our beloved aftermarket. Now meet Edwin Hazard. You may have sat in on one of his classes or read an article from Edwin. He has a great resume that includes high school instructor, dealership mechanic, CTI instructor, a contributing writer for MotorAge, and now a mobile diagnostician. In this interview, Edwin does not mince words. He tells you straight up that training is your responsibility. Every technician and shop owner is responsible. If you don't exercise your responsibility to train, well, you already know your value is evaporating. Find the show's talking points for Edwin Hazard at remarkableresults.biz/E372. Hey, in the show close, I'll let you know of a shop tour I'm doing during Industry Week 2014, and I'd love to meet you there. Hey, a warm welcome to Edwin Hazard from Southeast Mobile Tech.
Good morning.
We're here at ASTE. In North Carolina. What a blast I've had here. Great to finally meet you after really hanging out in social media and getting to know all about you. Southeast Mobile Tech. Wow. What a storied career, by the way. I know a whole lot about car dealership, educator, owning your own shop. Give us this really quick synopsis.
Well, I've been doing this for quite a long time. Originally, I was up in New York. And I had my business up in New York for about 20 years as a mobile diagnostic tech, and ended up moving down south and doing some other things. I started my business as Southeast Mobile Tech, and I'm also working part-time for a truck shop. So I kind of do a little bit of everything, doing some magazine writing, doing some instructing. Just keeping myself busy for the most part.
It's unbelievable. You have so much incredible pent-up energy. I love the fact that you were an educator. Why did you move?
Well, we used to vacation down in South Carolina all the time. And so we decided once the kids were out of the house, we liked it so much, we'll just move down there.
I thought it maybe was the taxes.
I'm not going to say anything about that, but yes, you're correct.
I'm a New Yorker, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Up in Buffalo. Well, when you mention New York, the funny thing about it is everybody thinks you live in the city.
Right.
And, the state's pretty darn big.
Yep.
But we're all still taxed the same, it seems. So you worked for, and I really want to point this out, you worked for the Ulster County BOCES. And for everyone in the country and worldwide that listens, BOCES is a cooperative educational system where they would have the automotive shop and cosmetology and welding, and it would all be in one central place. And the schools would bus the students that were going into those programs probably in the morning, pick them up in the afternoon, right?
Right, right.
And you taught automotive tech?
Yeah, what I did is a friend of mine, Mr. Tom Barone, he was an instructor at the, called it Continuing Adult Education. It's basically, it was an auto tech class at nighttime. So what they would do is the people that wanted to start their careers in automotive repair and get in the automotive industry would come to class at night. And I'd teach that college like three nights out of the year.
Cool. CarQuest Technical Institute. You were a trainer.
Yeah, I was a trainer for CarQuest for about 4 years. Really enjoyed it. It got to the point where I was spread myself a little thin because I was running my business at home and on the road all week. And
you just don't remind me of an individual who just will, you know, stay focused on one track.
Right.
Even today at Southeast Mobile Tech, you're still working part time at a at a truck garage. Wow. I guess what impressed me an awful lot about you, Edwin, is your passion for training.
Yeah, I have a big passion for it, and it's just I'm so thankful that I got into this career because I really enjoy it. And you know, one of the biggest things I tell all my students and all my friends is that if you're going to do something for a living, make sure you do it and enjoy it.
Because if not, you never work a day in your life.
Right.
I mean, we all know that quote. You are here training, and what's the courses that you're talking about?
I did one yesterday. It was tips and tricks from a mobile tech. Today I'm doing a class on whether you should scope or whether you should scan.
Both classes, I'm sure, are going to be full.
Yeah, yesterday's class was full. I'm hoping this one will be too.
So when you look at the classroom, you know, from an educator's perspective, what do you see in the classroom?
I see a diverse age group. I see a lot of young guys. I see a lot of older guys that have been in the business for a while. The older guys are, you know, they probably have been training their whole careers. These younger guys that are getting into it, you know, they're just starting their training, and it's good to see a different bunch of different age groups in there. But what really makes me happy is that that they give up their time and give up their weekend to come and better their own careers, and they're showing a little passion on.
You know the value of training. Super qualified to be here and say that. What's the message to the people that haven't been to a training seminar in 5 or 6 years and think they're going to make it?
I'm going to quote a very good friend of mine, G. Truya. He basically says that if you don't update, you will evaporate. And it's so true, because if you don't, you know, technology changes by the month nowadays. And, you know, if you don't stay up on all the different technologies that are up and coming, you're going to fall far behind.
G. Truya, good friend of mine too. In fact, you can actually hear that quote of his on his own podcast.
Yep.
And when he said that a couple of years ago that I interviewed G, that really hit me over the head too. Are you getting the kind of feedback in your classes that are telling you that they've turned the corner of being a perpetual student? Are they saying, you know, they're coming up to you at the end of the class, Edwin, and saying, thank you so much. I can't wait for the next one. I'm here to learn all weekend. I can't wait for the next. Or they say, well, my boss told me to be here.
You know, the people that come up to me after class, they do thank me, and they're you can tell that they're hungry for the training. You know, they enjoy being there, and they hope that you continue to give them good training.
I'm talking to Bud Houston, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Do you actually put products in the hands of the technicians?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime there's new product introduced, perhaps a new problem solver or a new technology, we keep that stuff on the van just because their local parts supplier may not have it available. And we think it's important to show them what's coming. And then seeing the part is really, especially with the new OEX, seeing the part and touching the part is something that changes perspective rather than just a piece of paper with a picture of the part.
Okay, so you put an OEX pad into the hand of a technician, and you've done this, I'm sure, hundreds of times. What do you see on their face when they see it?
You can tell they get it. You know, in our industry, there's technology that we use all the time that you look at and you're like, that just doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to take your word that it works. You put an OEX brake pad in somebody's hand, and I just ask the question, why does this look so weird? And they're like, I bet it's to make it cool. They get it as soon as you put it in their hand.
So technicians holding your product and listening to your presentation, do you ever see the light bulbs go up? They raise their hand and says, boy, I've got a great idea for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not only does that happen, every time I'm with a group of guys, I solicit ideas. I'm like, listen, a lot of the stuff that I've shared with you originated in a bay somewhere where the technician said, you know what, if you could do this, it would be really cool. And so the stuff that I get, I send up, you know, to our engineering team and say, hey, could we do something like this? And there's things in the works, and there's some things that came out recently that originated in, hey, if you could do this, it would be helpful. Because at the end of the day, you know, I think Federal Mogul's known in every line to be a problem solver, and not just solving a problem, but making an installation easier as well.
Federal Mogul Motor Parks' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com.
Okay, thousands listen to the podcast, so I know that there's some ears out there that are listening that are probably not getting the kind of education that they need. You're seeing, as a mobile tech, tons of newest and latest technology where people are stumbling upon and they're calling you in to fix, to diagnose, to solve. What do we tell the people that haven't been to training? I mean, I know the evaporate story, but what do you got to do to make that first step? Do you go to the owner? I mean, do you just search for these on your own and go and pay and then prove to the owner that there's value so that he turns around and pays? We talk about the problem. Let's talk about a solution.
We've had this go around where, you know, some guys will say, no, it's the owner's responsibility to train me. Other guys say, no, it's my responsibility to train me. It's your career. You're the one that's going to be doing this. In my opinion, I think it's the technician's responsibility to stay trained. And whether or not he does it on his own or whether or not he convinces his employer. But it's a win-win situation for everybody. It's just trying to get everybody on board to recognize the value of training, you know. So, you know, if the tech is trained good, he's going to, you know, improve his career. He's going to be able to generate more income. If the employer pushes training on the tech, his bottom line will increase because the tech will be fixing more vehicles and more proficiently. My opinion is that it's the responsibility of the service tech to make sure that he gets his training.
I loved what you said, Edwin, and I guess if the passion to train, to update or evaporate is there, it isn't difficult, I believe, for a service professional technician to go to his boss and says, listen, I'm in. Let's figure out how to get me to the fact that I'll pay for this, you pay half for the next one, you know, you pay 75%, and let me show you that your investment that your cost of training becomes an investment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, that's a solution. Somebody says, yeah, I really need to be trained. Everybody around me is far ahead of me. What do I do? What can I do? That is a solution. The solution is to sit down with your shop owner and figure out a way
exactly
to get you to training. Mm-hmm. Another buzz that has been very big here. I moderated a panel yesterday. Chris Chesney was on it. And I put the challenge out to the entire team about daytime training. And everyone who is on my panel says, that's exactly where we need to go. But no, and then Chris Chesney, of course, their training center is here in town. And he asked people to raise their hand who would come to daytime training. And he says, well, I'm going to make that work. I think it's a trend that we need to start talking about.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, a lot of guys, if their employers allow them to go to daytime training, that's a home run, you know.
So the shops that go and the techs that go, they make it happen. They'll schedule a little lighter. They will make it happen because someone says, well, I'm not going to get the hours and the production during the weekend. You know what I've said to the people that have invested and sent to daytime training? He says, we never seem to hurt. By the time 10 days passes, we're right back where we needed to be. The guys come back, they're refreshed, they're excited. We seem to do all the booking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It comes back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's gone forever. I think the guys figure out how to make it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, mobile tech. What kind of jobs are you doing?
I would say if I'm going to go back 10 years, if I was called out to a shop, you know, to do a diagnostic, it would probably be maybe 60% was programming and the other 40% was electrical and diagnostic drivability stuff. 10 years later, now it's the opposite. I'm doing more electrical and diagnostic stuff and less programming. It's just the way my business has turned. It seems like the cars are getting better, but they're also getting more sophisticated. and there's a lot more electrical problems involved with these cars today.
Are you doing any ADAS?
Just started getting into it.
Chris Chesney said yesterday, guys, let's stop talking about it and let's start embracing it. It's here. He's so well connected in the industry. And here he's out talking to insurance companies, and the stuff that he told me yesterday it just makes you shake your head and say, "Are you kidding me?" This is going on from the collision perspective and all the new tech that's on the cars mm-hmm. and the cost of repair.
Yep.
If a vehicle comes into a mechanical shop, not a collision, and there's any kind of work done, someone was telling me the other day, he says, "What if the car is on and the radars are on and you're leaning over the front of the car?" Is there a possibility that in 5 years we may realize that there would have been a problem?
Yeah.
Having the radar shot through your legs or something like that. And I know that may sound far-fetched, but there's a lot we don't know.
That's part of that new and upcoming technology. The ADAS systems are really good for the consumer because it keeps them safer on the road. But it's a big challenge for the repair shops and the body shops because they have to be able to repair these vehicles correctly. You know, it's such a liability thing if they're not repaired correctly. And it's something that, you get back to the training thing, that the techs have to be trained correctly on it and be able to do the job correctly.
Edwin, how often are you going back and reading some of the tech bulletins, the tech specs, in order to get it right?
Every day. This stuff is, I can't retain everything. And, everything changes so much. So I'm constantly reading. I'm constantly go back and, if I'm doing a repair, I have to get the specs and I have to, read about it. I mean, the biggest thing about repairs today is that you have to understand how the system works, because if you don't understand it, then how are you supposed to fix it?
I heard a lot about that yesterday. Guys, don't give up on reading. Don't make an assumption that you know what you're doing, because things are changing so fast, so quick. You worked on this car, this system from this brand yesterday, the same brand, different car, different system, and don't assume that what you learned yesterday works today.
Right, yeah. You can have two different model lines, a 2015 and a 2016, same identical car, but the systems are different.
What's the future of mobile tech? Are you filling the void of the guys that aren't going to training? You're going to a shop. Is it because it's really a tough, tough, tough challenge and they've got some really great ATECs there, or the fact that they're a mechanical shop that needs to solve a problem for a good customer and they've just not invested in training or the equipment?
A lot of it's that. A lot of it, lack of training, lack of equipment. They don't have the right, tools to do the job. It's just a lot of variables. Sometimes there's jobs that I'll get that I shouldn't have been even called there, and it's just such a simple job.
Because what, there was just one more step they didn't do.
Right. Yep. I've also gone to shops where the technician will follow the steps, but he'll skip steps, and that'll come back to bite him in the end. So it's a methodical process. You have to just follow it from the front to the back.
When you're all done, do you help teach or train someone what they did wrong, or are you just in the bay, do your job, and leave?
No, what I do is I like to get the tech that's working on the car, and I'll do what I have to do to get it fixed. But then I like to grab him and show him exactly what I did, what I found, and then what he could do the next time, to make the next repair easier. I like to do. It's like giving him a mini training session.
That's great. Honorable.
Yeah.
Very honorable. It's not like you'll lose business over it.
No.
You won't.
No. Nope.
But you're really trying to help the guy become better at what he does. Hey, where are you getting your training?
I attend classes, too. I'm going to attend a class here today before I do my class this afternoon. But I go to, I've gone to Auto Mechanica and TST up in New York. And just if I'm not instructing, I'm learning.
So you're from New York, you're down here in South Carolina, and you're still going up to G's big event.
I can't leave the G-Man by himself.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'll be there again this year. I missed last year, but this year I'm going to be there. It's getting bigger and bigger. I'm not sure he's going to just have to go out and get a convention center
somewhere. Well, we're talking about maybe, MetLife Stadium someday. So
I love it. So you're here at ASTE. Have you been coming often?
Actually, no. This is the first time I've been here, and I got the opportunity to do a couple classes here from my friend Jim Morton. Yeah, Jim has had some health issues in the past, and he asked me if I would step in and fill in for him this weekend, and I felt pretty honored to do that. So
great. I know Jim. He's been on the show before. Again, don't miss Jim Morton's episode. Please, please look at it. Edwin, some of the biggest value of any conference like this is the networking that happens between the classes at the bar at night, at casino night last night, and all the fun things that they plan to just keep the camaraderie there, right? What are you hearing? What's the talk?
Training. I mean, it just, I keep reverting back to training, but guys are talking about, you know, like, for example, Vision. You go out to Vision in Kansas City there, and you know, everybody talks about how good Vision is. I've never been to Vision.
And I mean, you got to go, man.
That's what everybody tells me.
Oh, God, Edwin, this has got to be your year, 2019.
Yeah, and that's what they were talking to me about last night. He says, you haven't gone to Vision? I said, no, I've been to three Auto Mechanicas, but...
How about, that's a whoops, by the way.
Yeah.
that's a whoops. Are they talking about pay, benefits, retention, grow your own techs? Do you hear anything, you know, at your level?
Not so much that. There's the old talk about flat rate pay, how it's getting harder and how, you know, the times are getting lower. And, you know, the guys, a lot of guys are complaining that they're making pretty good hourly rates at flat rate, but the car counts are not there, you know. And if you're familiar with how the flat rate pay system works, if, you know, you can make a good hourly wage, but if you don't have the volume, your wage is going to be down.
Yeah, no hours, small paycheck.
Right, yeah.
That seems to be shifting for independents.
Yes.
More and more independents are paying different types of wage packages, be it bonus, be it salary and bonuses, team incentives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Hey, well, look at it. It was just great to have you here. Edwin Hazard from Southeast Mobile Tech. Thanks for being such a great social fan of the show and a great trainer in mobile tech. Thanks for coming in and sharing your side of the story.
I appreciate that, Carm. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Hey, thank you, Edwin Hazard, for reminding everyone in the automotive aftermarket the importance of tech training. A great wisdom for all aftermarket professionals. And thanks for uplifting the aftermarket industry one training at a time. This episode's key talking points can be found at remarkableresults.biz/E372. Now, for your information, I'll be doing the live Town Hall Academy on November 2nd, 2018, from Las Vegas, Nevada at Frank's European. The show is about the value of shop tours, and Frank and I are inviting all who will be in the area to stop by at 9 a.m. on November 2nd and get a tour and spend some time looking at Frank's business. Just do a Google search on Frank's European. Hey, I hope to see you there. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.